But let's go back 100 years, right? I mean, there's Thomas Edison and there's Sam Walton, right?
Yeah.
Thomas Edison is innovation and a better life. But if you, he's GE. That's another thing. No one even knows he's fucking GE. That's the great thing about Thomas Edison. Everyone's like, Thomas Edison, GE? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
He is GE. So.
But then there's Henry Ford's in that mix too.
Yeah, exactly. Henry Ford is what Ford has done for the future.
Right.
So the difference is that, I got it. Thomas Jefferson takes all the bow.
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison takes all the bows. Elon Musk takes all the bows. Amazon takes all the bows. Ford takes all the bows, takes all the credit. So the difference is that one is personality driven and one is company driven.
Okay, but the question, here's the question. The question is, Elon Musk is a thought leader.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a standalone product, or is he simply doing this to support his own projects?
I get your point.
Would you hire Elon Musk as a thought leader to do, I'm sure he gets plenty of keynotes, but the point is, if he didn't do another project tomorrow, would you forget about him in 5 years?
That's a tough one, right? Because A, Elon Musk wouldn't do any projects without Elon Musk's project. Secondly, if Elon Musk passed away, people would forget about him, but Tesla would still live on. So,
but his effort, he's not, obviously with all the different projects he's going on, he's not directly involved, right? He may be some of the creation, but he's not he has to have people for hands on. So
he is very hands on. He's most of his time in meetings about products.
But what is his role as a thought leader? Is there one?
There's a better way to do things. Let's do it. That's really what it is. There's a better way to build tunnels on the ground. There's a better way to build cars. There's better ways to go to the moon. There's better ways to go to Mars. And he just thinks that, much like Jeff Bezos and other people, is that we just think NASA's doing it wrong. We think that the government's doing it wrong. We think we can do a better job than this. So I think that his brand is sort of these audacious ideas and building the team, and with his brand, the funding, because he got from the government, to build Tesla, to build this satellite thing, to build this Mars thing.
But what is his role at this point? Is he the champion of these projects?
He's the cheerleader, yeah.
He's the cheerleader.
Yeah, he's the cheerleader.
So he's the PR front cheerleader.
He's the vision.
Okay.
When I meet with people from Volkswagen, and I meet a lot of them, they never mentioned Tesla. They always mentioned Elon. Like, we don't have an Elon. Like, we need someone out there, right?
But what is that?
It's the cult of personality. It's just, people are excited. He excites people. He gets people, excited.
But is there value in that, or is that simply entertainment? I mean, is it like, what crazy shit is he going to come up with next, or is there?
No, he's definitely got a huge tribe of Howard Stern followers, right? I mean, Howard Stern has the Baba Booey crowd, right? It's like, yeah. No matter what Howard Stern says, there's going to be someone on Larry King yelling Baba Booey.
Baba Booey crowd, right? Yeah.
Right? So if Elon says something, there's going to be a huge amount of supporters and followers because he stands for something that they believe in. Right? So I get what you're saying is that I just think it's more, I think it's just more powerful. I think the Amazon, the Jeff Bezos Amazon brand is more powerful than the Elon Musk brand.
Well, I mean, I think they have complete. I think there's a different focus.
Right.
Right. I mean.
Or Steve Jobs, for that matter.
Well, like Amazon, right?
I think
Amazon's a different animal than what we're talking about.
I think
Amazon was always focused on
selling,
making money. Market share,
right?
Where I think Elon Musk's different projects are like, if they blow up and they don't make money, he's okay with that. Amazon didn't make money for a long time, but there was still the vision that it will make money.
Steve Jobs is the hybrid of Amazon, of Bezos and Elon Musk. Right.
They're, because I think they're at opposite ends of the spectrum, those two.
And yeah, Richard Branson too.
Yeah.
Richard Branson is Elon Musk, you know, 1.0, if you will, or the analog of it. Right.
Right.
And Henry Ford and Thomas Edison, it goes back, but they,
because I don't think for a moment that Bezos ever wasn't focused about building money value in the company. Right? I mean, people didn't see it at times, but I mean, his end goal was, you know.
As I'm reading this Ray Dalio book, I'll come back to it 100 times. If you read it, you almost realize, holy shit, Ray Dalio must have influenced Bezos. Because it's almost one-to-one. Is that it's almost sort of like, you know, Jesus and Buddha. It's like, well, okay, who did someone read this before Jesus? So yeah, when you look at the principles that Dalio has, it's sort of clearly that Jeff Bezos from the beginning was building a machine to do whatever the fuck they wanted.
Well, to build a money-making entity.
We could argue on that point of money-making. But early on, you could say...
All right, at the very least, a successful business.
Not even a business. It was almost... It almost looks as if, from a distance, that Jeff Bezos probably may have, in the beginning, said, IDEO is a design firm in the Valley, IDEO. And they were all great designers from other companies, and their number one goal when they formed this company called IDEO was, let's do great work with the people that we love to do, right? Break even, whatever it may be, let's do great work. And it almost seems as if the Jeff Bezos philosophy in building Amazon was, let's build an infrastructure that we can do amazing things in the future, whatever that may be. And that organization that he was building had to be profitable, of course. So that's why I think that Jeff Bezos is always kind of thinking of the next thing, is because he's built this huge machine process that you want to do groceries, do groceries. If you want to do rocket ships, do rockets. If you want to build a Kindle, you build a Kindle. You want to build a company, right?
All right. So,
and that's his life. I think
where does all the, where do you land on this? Where do you want to land on the spectrum? Are you a Bezos or are you an Elon Musk or are you Steve Jobs? What are you? Or where do you want to be?
On Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, I came to the office and Art was working on the product. I walked in, I saw the product, I played with the product, I gave feedback on the product based on a vision, and they took it and they went with it. So, but ultimately the product they were building is based upon the vision that I have. So I took a lot of great pride in that. And I'd like to see that more and more. I'd like to have the ability and the respect and the clout and the resources to do more of that. So here's an idea. We should be focusing on taxis in the market in Malaysia. And then the brand giving me the heightened ability to make those things happen.